Well, relief. It's like we deserve to win. I'm happy because it was a massive game for us. I mean, you know the situation that we were in, and we've been talking about this game and the few after this. While we have that really not busy period, but on a paper like very difficult, but the most difficult one you can get. We were talking if we get through that, then we may have chance to gain more points. With the greatest respect to all the opponents, because it's Premier League, and that's so. It's great 3 points for us and all that. So I congratulate the players. We deserved it. I think my opinion is that first half we played really well. We were dominant. We should have been, I think, 2 goals up.
Hit the post twice.
Yeah, hit the post twice, had 2 penalty appeals, had a couple of good chances, a lot of shots on goal, and they done nothing, you know, to be fair. Second half, of course, we expected them to come back because they have that physicality, they have that way of playing that is really productive and direct and dangerous for the opponent. They're hard to defend because you are defending in the box, basically. But I expected us to be better on the ball. I agree. I spoke to the players after that. There are a lot of good things that we could talk about, and I congratulate them, but I said, why we are straight away in a cramp? I call it a cramp. Why are we afraid? It's normal when you are positioning like this, that affects your confidence. You are a little bit like, oh my God, are we going to concede a goal? And then your first reaction is always, let's stay at the back. And that can go away. That with can wins, go can away it? With wins.
Yeah.
So we had one win. We climbed the table a little bit. Unfortunately, we're going to be in a cramp like this on Saturday, probably.
Even
but it should be less. But it should be less.
What about the penalty? I'm sure you know that Sean Dyche didn't think it was. He thought Tom Heaton was pushed before the penalty. What do you think?
I think they were the crucial one for the penalty was for the first one.
The handball,
although Keane didn't want to, I think it wasn't deliberate, but the hand is like really, how they call it.
It was out there, wasn't it?
It was up and there, so I thought that was a penalty. I saw many of them or similar to those.
And your penalty? Happen.
And then after that, when you see that Reed is in front, he's trying to shut, and then there is a contact or whatever, that is a penalty. So from 2 penalties, it was definitely one.
Right, okay. So, it's as you said, it's a really good chance now, isn't it, on Saturday to not consolidate, but to really push on for you.
We should be more free on Saturday. We should be more free. We have to build on this, and we're going to build on this. And we have to. We put ourselves in this position, and only we can get out of it with wins.
Are you slowly feeling more at home playing here? Do you think the players?
Yeah, but we need a couple of more wins. Yeah, but the stadium is brilliant. Let's be honest, it's great. You feel the crowd, and we need wins.
don't they all?
Thank you, guys. Thank
Simon,
you.
Can I just ask as well about Darren Randolph? Because there was obviously a high-profile mistake, but he made a great save after that at Liverpool. And tonight, a few really brilliant saves, weren't there?
Yeah, I mean, he's that kind of a goalkeeper. You know, we had a couple of great goalkeepers. I mean, even last year, if you remember, and you were there a lot of times, I said that the only position that I don't really need anything even to think about for 5 seconds at the goalkeeping position. So last season it was Adrian who was number one, and Randy was playing in the cup. He was doing great. So I have 2 brilliant goalkeepers. And to be fair, it's not a surprise for me.
And Carroll made it. 80 minutes, that's a big boost, isn't it?
Unbelievable. The suggestion was 30 minutes. And then I spoke to him. He said, boss, no, I'm ready, I'm fit. But he always said that he's ready and fit because his mentality is unbelievable, how positive and how he wants to do it in every training. And then I thought 60, you know, but then the halftime I asked him, he said, I'm good. Then he Then I asked him after 60 minutes and he said, no, I'm feeling good. And to be fair, he didn't want to go out even after 80. But I went, no, you know, you're going out. Yeah.
Can he go again, do you think, on Saturday?
I think he can. Yeah. Yeah, I told him to go. I told him to go in the fridge to lock himself.